Welcome to the Message Podcast with yours truly, Angel. This month's podcast episode is titled, Whose Opinion Matters? We're going to be talking about the importance in knowing in who your identity is placed in so that it can't be shaken up by the opinions of others. First off, what's up? I hope you're doing well. I hope that 2023 is going great. I hope you're moving closer to some of the goals you set out and that overall things are going good. If not, that's okay. Just remember that God wants you to know that he is always there to help you through your trials. A couple of months ago, I went to my first Broadway show ever. It was a part of my Christmas present that my wife Sammy had given me. We went to go see Wicked, and I had such a phenomenal time. Don't judge me, but it was only in 2022 that I saw The Wizard of Oz for the very first time. I'm honestly not sure what took me so long. I suppose it never aired on TV growing up, or maybe I didn't see the appeal. Well, it took 29 years, but I got hooked. During the play, while I was enjoying it, there were times when I was getting a little anxious. It had nothing to do with anything going on necessarily in the present, but more so about what was going on in my mind about the future. I had a rap battle in a few weeks, and my mind was racing with thoughts of messing up and not capturing the crowd. Now, why is that? Allow me to explain. So since February of 2022, I had made my return to battle rap, specifically in the secular. Before this, I had taken a 2-year hiatus from battling for no particular reason really, but that's just what happened. Now coming out of a 2-year hiatus to battle in the secular as a Christian battle rapper was not something I did since 2014. It's a different type of arena, and for the first time in a long time, I was an outsider. Being a Christian in a sport that for the most part consists of lines about drugs, violence, makes it tougher to connect with the crowd depending on the content. It's not like being in a Christian rap battle league where everyone will catch the Bible references you rap about in your rounds. Plus, not everyone wants to hear one talk about God, so you'll occasionally have those people who will talk trash online or in the audience because they hate what you stand for. It's not an easy arena to be in as a Christian, and I was learning that firsthand. I wasn't really used to people on social media who I've never met nor had a conversation with in my life typing certain things about me. I'd be preparing for a battle and I would see posts on Twitter about me that would make me say, dude, what did I ever even do to you? In the book of John, chapter 15, verses 18 to 19, it says, "If the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belong to it, but you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you." I tried hard to ignore the occasional hate I get on the internet, but it wasn't easy, especially while preparing for an opponent. If you allow it to sit in your mind for too long, you start to second guess yourself, which is what I was starting to do. As a creative, second guessing yourself is not something you should ever do. After all, God has given you specific gifts and talents to use to minister to others here on earth. My issue here was, I was allowing the opinion of other people to dictate how I felt about myself. And as I would later find out thanks to my incredible wife, it was a lot deeper than just that. So back to Wicked on Broadway that I saw with my wife. After the show ended and we had an incredible dinner, I revealed to her that although I enjoyed the heck out of the show, I was fighting with anxiety there. I told her I kept feeling the pressure of the battle and that the time spent at the show, my opponent could be writing for me and gotten a ton of material prepared. But that's no way to live life. Now I knew that, but it just seemed like I couldn't help it sometimes. Once I had a battle scheduled, I was completely locked in and felt the pressure, and maybe sometimes too much. It wasn't until we were driving back home after dinner that she revealed what she believed the cause was. She noticed anytime I posted a clip from a battle on social media, I would be glued to the phone. When I sat and thought about it, she was absolutely right. How many likes was the clip gonna get? Did someone just comment on it? Let me respond back quick. I was unintentionally making affirmation from others an idol. A post on a video complimenting the performance would make me feel amazing, But then the very next second, I would feel a punch to the gut reading a post of someone hating on a line or performance. In my situation, it was battle rap. But for you, it may be something different. Maybe you're in school and care about what the cool kids think of you. Maybe you work a 9-to-5 job and care how your coworkers view you. The common factor, however, is we cannot allow the opinions of others supersede the truth that God has spoken to us in our lives. If you are listening to this podcast right now, I need you to live life knowing that you were created with purpose. You were created with a mind unlike anyone who has ever lived nor ever will. Your unique experiences shape your ideas and knowledge, as well as the gifts that God has given you. The world needs what you have to offer, and God has entrusted you, yes, you, with what he has given you. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations." How incredible is that? You were created with purpose, on purpose. No matter what anyone else may think, you must not allow that to get into your heart, where you make what others say be the truth that you live out in your life. The only opinion that matters is the truth that God has spoken over you. No matter what anyone else may think, God did not make a mistake by creating you with your unique talents and gifts. In the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 14, King David gives God praise by saying, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." Now, just as God has spoken things over your life, there is also the enemy who wants to speak things over your life. Satan is the biggest hater, to put it lightly, and he does not want you believing that you're capable of doing many great things for the kingdom of God. In fact, he'd rather you believe that you're not talented, that you have nothing to offer, and that you weren't created by God specifically for this time that you're in. The enemy will use anything to try and distract us from our path, even through the words of other people. The enemy is very sneaky and knows your past. He'll use it to attack you. If you're insecure in a certain area of life, you better believe the enemy will attack you in that area more often than other areas. Sometimes it's tough discerning when it's the enemy because plenty of us just think it's what we think of ourselves. But it's not the truth. Whatever doesn't edify you is not the truth that comes from God. John 8:44 says, "For you are children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." The enemy knew for years that I could be vain at times. I was addicted to the dopamine hit of a notification of a like, comment, or even when someone was making a video response to my battle clips on social media. So of course he would use others to attack me, knowing how easily at the time it would make me second guess myself. I knew what it's like to forget. God crafted us carefully in the womb with a purpose. I know what it's like to be anxious, feeling like the world is against me. But with God, there is victory. And it's about time we shift our focus to that. So how do we win against this? How do we overcome our fixation on the opinions of others? We win by remaining in the presence of God. We win by spending as much time with him as we can. You see, the battle's already won. The enemy knows he's lost. And his goal is to steal your joy today to try and prevent what you could be tomorrow. But this battle doesn't have to be ours. We have a God who walks before us through every circumstance, good or bad. One of my favorite verses that helped me in preparation for my rap battles, which for you may be a different battle, was in Joshua 1:9, where it says, "This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Can you see why it's one of my favorite verses? I mean, how beautiful of a verse is that? God is commanding us to be strong and courageous. This is not a suggestion, folks. He is commanding us. The word command is there on purpose. What's amazing is not only that, but God also promises here that He will be with us wherever we go. No matter how unimportant you may think your situation may be to God, He is there. Taking a college exam and nervous? Well, guess what? He's right there with you. Having a job interview tomorrow? Guess what? He'll be right in that room with you. For me, it was reminding myself that while I was in an arena of mostly non-Christians, God was still there with me. The comfort that brings in living that out is absolutely incredible. Knowing He's fighting our battles is amazing, but it's also important that we do our part as well. After all, faith without works is dead. So what did my part look like for me? Well, I stopped being so glued to the phone. I learned to be more present. I stayed away from social media while preparing for a battle, unless it was to post something. I wasn't going to look for something I didn't want to see in the first place, which could be negative comments. I'm confident that as God continues to work on my heart, these things will have less of an effect on me with time. For you, it may be something else, which is why I encourage you to pray about this. Ask God to reveal you things that are withholding you from growing in this particular area, and pray also for the strength and courage to make the necessary adjustments. The enemy, I warn, will not give up. As you do your part, the enemy will try and throw darts your way, hoping one sticks. I encourage you to surrender those thoughts that aren't yours to God. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." So I encourage you to filter those thoughts. Does it align with what God has already spoken to you through the scripture? If not, reject it and surrender it to God while it's still in your mind. Because if you allow that lie to enter your heart, your actions will soon follow that lie. So instead of pursuing what God has called you to do, you'll instead find every excuse to give up, convinced that you're not good enough. Although I do want you to meditate in His word and pray about this area in your life, I do, of course, as always, would like the opportunity to pray for you. I believe wholeheartedly that there is power in prayer. I'm confident that if you seek the kingdom of God, you will see the Lord move in a mighty way in your life. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to first acknowledge your presence at this very moment. Thank you for who you are, Lord. Thank you for your love that you show us daily. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for being the way, the truth, and the light. Thank you for having already won the battle. Thank you for conquering death. Thank you for desiring a relationship with us. You love us so much that you created us with purpose. You formed us with your very hands while we were in the womb. You had us in mind when you died on the cross. Thank you, Lord. I want to lift up in prayer to whoever is listening at this very moment. I lift them up in prayer, Lord, and I ask that you may move in a mighty way in their life. May they be encouraged at this very moment and reminded that their identity comes from you, not another human being. Help them know how much you love them and remind them if they felt it already. Give them the courage to rebuke the lies of the enemy. Help remind them of your word that you've already spoken over their lives. May they move in confidence, knowing you created them with gifts and talents and that you are with them wherever they go. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Well, that concludes this month's podcast. If you're still here, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It means more than you know if you've made it this far. As always, you can find me on Instagram at @officialangelTV for my page, or the Message Podcast page at The Message Podcast. Feel free to reach out to me on any of these platforms, whether it be to just say hi, any suggestions, to ask me a question, or even asking me for prayer. If you have any topics you'd like me to touch on in a future episode, I'd love to hear them. Most of the episodes come from my personal experiences, but I'd love to touch on something that you may feel is important to you. Feel free to reach out to me on social media or at my website. My name is angel.com. There's a contact form that I check daily. I leave you with this. Remember, you are loved, you are valued, and you are created with purpose by our Almighty God. Take this week to go after what God has called you to do without any fear of what the world may think. I believe in you. God bless you and take care. Until next time, this has been The Message.